Welcome back to The Coop with Meyer Hatchery, where we talk all things poultry in hopes of inspiring crazy chicken keepers and educating future flock owners. We're glad to have you tuning in for this brief midweek break as we provide a Meyer moment to cover relevant happenings.
Let's take a Meyer moment to talk about keeping your flock cool. The outside temperature is rising. Summer is officially here. Some folks really enjoy hot weather, like me, but others would rather stay inside with air conditioning, like Kendra. But what about chickens? Temperatures upwards of 90 degrees Fahrenheit are generally when you want to take extra steps to ensure the comfort of your flock. You will notice that heavier breeds, such as Brahmas and Cochins, show signs of heat stress more readily than lighter breeds, such as Leghorns and Polish. If a chicken is feeling the heat, the first thing you'll notice is panting. The chicken's mouth will stay open as they breathe heavily. This is true even for baby chicks when their brooder is too hot. Droopy wings that are held off to the sides are also a telltale sign that a chicken is trying to stay cool. Dropping the wings away from their bodies help with airflow to an area that is usually well insulated. If your chickens are exhibiting any of these behaviors, there are a few things you can do to help make them comfortable. A well-ventilated coop is important for all types of weather, including the heat. Heat rises, so ventilation near the top of the coop would be most effective. Feel free to include a fan for airflow. Oftentimes, inside the coop is going to be hotter than the outside. So during the day, chickens generally want to be free to venture within their run or yard. Chickens are smart and will gravitate to areas of shade. So if no trees or bushes are nearby, an awning, shade cloth, or even a large umbrella would be a welcome respite from direct sunlight. Chickens are not great swimmers, so no need to provide a fully filled pool, but a small kiddie pool or trough can be added with just a few inches of water for chickens to wade in or as a water source in addition to their regular waterers. Adding moisture to the ground will actually help lower the surrounding air temperature, so a mister or sprinkler will be welcomed by your flock on the hottest of days. Treats? Did someone say treats? Was that you, Kendra? Hot, cold, and everything in between is cause to spoil your flock with some treats. But on particular hot days, treats can be served a double purpose to help keep your chickens happy. High moisture fruits and veggies, such as melons and berries, can be frozen or refrigerated then offered to your flock. Custom frozen treats can be created by mixing mealworms, greens, berries, veggies, and any of your flock favorites into a container of water and then frozen. The treat block can be popped out of its container on a hot day, and your flock will thank you for this refreshing treat. While heat stress seems stressful to you as a flock owner, please be assured that chickens are well equipped to endure the elements. Take these cool-down considerations when planning your chicken-keeping venture, as well-planned concessions for heat will ensure you feel prepared when the heat wave arrives. We hope you enjoyed this Meyer moment about keeping your flock cool and comfortable in even the hottest of temperatures. Enjoy the rest of your week, and as always, thank you for listening to The Coop.